Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast. Here I am with the man himself, pink socks and broccoli pictures on them today.
Yes.
You got your own socks, broccoli.
Yes, I do, finally. Well, mum bought them for me, but you know.
Your mum bought them for you?
Yeah, I don't really buy anything for myself.
Really?
No. Trying to start growing up.
You do, you do. Mrs. Broccoli takes good care of you, fortunately.
Yes.
Yes, otherwise you'll be.
Who knows where I'd be.
Yeah, exactly
off the
right.
Rails for sure.
All right, let's get straight into this one today. So I'm going to actually, this is a spin-off or a rip-off, one of the two, but it's a really powerful message. Many years ago, I don't know, do you know Earl Nightingale?
Yeah, good mate of mine, nah.
No, you don't know him?
No, I don't know him.
So way before your time, in the 70s, he was like one of the first motivational speakers that there were.
Yeah.
And he has a deep voice like this, and it's, Earl Nightingale. And he was literally one of the first. Mm-hmm. He's maybe like a pioneer of motivational speaking and mind development. And he had this great, it was a tape back then. Do you know what tapes are?
My car's actually got a cassette player.
Has it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Not that I use it.
Well, they used to be the in thing many years ago. And there was a tape that I had called The Strangest Thing. And Earl Nightingale was like, I want to tell you about The Strangest Thing. And he's got this like really deep voice. And basically the whole thing was, you become what you think about most.
Yes.
And I think we really underestimate the power of thought. And also like us on a day-to-day, where are you going?
I'm just checking that the camera's on you.
All right, us on a day-to-day commitment around our thoughts. Because we all talk about like this action thing, you know, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just making it brighter.
Brighter?
Yeah.
You know?
You think one day I'd be prepared.
You would. It'd be really nice if you actually could.
Okay, sorry guys, I'm back.
Get ready before we started for once. But think about this, right? If everything was determined by your thought, how important would you treat it?
Oh, heaps important.
Yeah.
I'd be rich.
You'd be rich. Yeah. Well, why aren't you?
Because not everything's determined by your thought.
It is.
It is.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
The strangest thing is, it actually is.
Mm.
So nothing exists, quantum physics, I'm not a quantum physicist, not even pretending to be, but quantum physics says nothing exists without thought.
All makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
It does. When you think of your 10 million followers you want, like Jay Paul on on YouTube, how do you feel about that?
It just excites me.
But what is it? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you think about it, it excites you. It creates a reaction in you.
Yes.
So everything starts with a thought. So it creates a reaction within you. That reaction, can you like feel it now?
Yeah.
When you think about 10,000 followers, Jay Paul calls me. He wants to interview me.
You kind of picture it. Like you can picture my name and then the 10 million next to it.
The 10 million next to it. And it does something to you.
Yeah.
It creates a chemical reaction within your body.
Yeah, definitely.
And it creates power. Mm. It's like turning on the light switch. Boom. So if that's the start of everything, and it is, why don't we treat it differently?
Because it's not that easy.
Why not?
Well, I can't just think I'm going to get 10 million followers and it'll just magically happen.
No, but it does happen over time.
Mm.
Remember I said to you the other day, everything I've put my mind to I've done so far, and there's more to come.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm always constantly resetting, every single thing. But we undervalue the power of the change in our body when we give consistent thought to the things we want, because we observe too much.
Yeah. Well, the power thing would just be like, that's true when something bad happens. Like when something bad happens and you keep giving it thought, the power of that is actually like ruined your day, could even ruin your week.
Takes your energy away. Yeah. You can feel it go.
That's power right there.
Yeah. That's power right there. Yeah. That's like rap. That's power right there.
I'm just a young Earl Nightingale.
In the hood, Brock Lee. That's power right there.
Yeah, it's general rap podcast.
But what is it you want? That's the best question in the world. What is it you want? I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes life goes through adjustments, readjustments. Like your whole world could fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you create it or not?
Did I create my world falling apart?
Well, if someone's world fell apart, did they create it or not?
Maybe to an extent, but like sometimes things just happen that you can't really control.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you can control your response to it.
Yes. You control your reaction, yes.
Yeah. But if law of attraction says you attract everything that you experience into your world, everything. So if your world falls apart, there must have been some thought momentum around things not going well.
Yeah.
Could have been for a week, a month, a year, 10 years, but you will experience it. And if thought was the reason that things go well in your life, the start of the change, it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So someone plugged the internet in somewhere originally, didn't they?
That's scary to think, isn't it?
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Someone plugged it in somewhere. It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, same as with our thought. So it's like if we concentrated only on what we wanted, only, what do you think will happen?
I think we would manage to get through the rough times because you'd think about like what you're really doing it for.
Yeah.
And you'd start to get excited.
Yeah.
You start to get like, maybe this could actually happen. You start to develop belief for sure.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Belief. And when you have a belief is just a constant thought over and over and over and over again. Yeah. And the best way to outline belief, you can go to one church and you can sit there and say, God is this.
Yeah.
And there's another church 2 kilometers away. Someone's been going there for 20 years. Mm. God is this.
Yeah.
You go into that church and say, hey, guys, you're wrong. Yeah. I know what God is over here. And they're like, what are you talking about? We know what God is over here. Mm. How can you have so many churches with so many definitions of God?
Yeah.
How?
Just law of attraction, like belief.
Law of attraction. No, yeah. Well, they just think it. They think themselves into that belief.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not saying I know what God is, but it's interesting how many versions of belief there are on one topic, like God. And then all these different beliefs around what it is.
It's the same as anything, is it?
Same as anything.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So your muscles, broccoli's muscles.
My belief of big muscles are different.
But when you go to the gym, it's a psychological game. Mm. You actually, I used to be a bodybuilder many years ago. And I used to think to myself, I can picture, it's more about picturing how I want my muscles to be. Doing the work, but looking at the muscle and picturing it how I wanted it to be and growing and growing. I ended up where I wanted to be as in size.
Yeah.
I wasn't a competitor or anything, I was just size. But I reckon I literally thought my way there. Mm. Number one in McGrath, business. Like now I want a bigger business and I want to be worth a certain amount of money and I want this sort of home and I want this sort of thing. I'm literally thinking my path there.
Yeah.
So the reason I talked about Earl Nightingale, in the 70s, the strangest thing, you actually become what you think about.
That is pretty strange, to be honest.
Yeah. Think about alcoholics. Mm. What do they think about?
Alcohol. Can't wait to have my first beer when I get home.
Yeah, that feeling. They think about it in the day. Mm. Like they think about, oh, it's just taste.
Can't wait to knock off
taste
time,
the
mate.
Beer. Taste the beer. Yeah. My dad was an alcoholic, chronic alcoholic. Mm. Like used to drink paralytic every single night.
Yeah.
And I know from lunchtime, he would start thinking about 5 o'clock. He had this rule, this weird rule, belief.
Yeah.
He wouldn't drink before 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
But he'd drink all night, but wouldn't drink before 5 o'clock. That momentum, and it's all about this energy momentum, that momentum was so strong. He had this fit one night. So there's many things that happened, but he had this fit, this seizure. He was such a bad alcoholic.
Yeah.
Seizure, like I'm talking about like ambulances, everything. And the guy said, mate, you have to stop drinking or you'll die. Mm. That's it. And he couldn't stop. He chose not to stop. Everything was falling apart around him and he didn't stop. He died at 47.
Yeah.
So I went down to he called me one day. I didn't have a great relationship with him at all. And I left home when I was about 16, never came back again, never spoke to them virtually again. I got a call one night from the hospital and they said, my dad was on the phone, I was about 30. Yeah. And he's like, hey Matt, how are you going? I'm like, hi. He said, I'm in hospital, can you come and see me? And I was like, I'll come down the next couple of days. Yeah. He said, no, you need to come tonight. So I went down and then he was laying in bed, all yellow everywhere. Yeah. And he, like his girlfriend, he got up when I was there and he couldn't walk real well. Yeah. His girlfriend was pouring him a beer. And he was drinking beer in bed, all yellow. And I said to her, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? And she said, oh, no, he wants another beer. He didn't. He didn't want a beer. She was an alcohol as well.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather flock together. So he went into bed. I held his hand and I went home and he died.
Yeah.
So that was it. Yeah. And it's interesting the momentum was so strong that he could not physically stop drinking because of the way it made him feel.
Have you heard this? This is folk story about, so there's an alcoholic father. He had two kids, and they just saw his kids. The kids saw his dad grow up drinking alcohol. Anyway, one kid turned into an alcoholic, and they said, "Oh, why did you become an alcoholic?" And he's like, "Oh, because I just see my dad drink every day." They asked the other kid, and he's like, "Oh, why aren't you an alcoholic?" "Oh, what?" He was a non-drinker, this other kid. And they're like, "Oh, why are you a non-drinker?" And he's like, "Oh, because I just saw my dad drink every day." It's just different beliefs on the situation.
That's
perspectives,
true.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for that analogy, bro.
No worries,
really,
mate.
Good.
Just
But it's really interesting that if thought is so powerful that it creates an emotion, and that emotion creates a feeling, like almost like excitement or not, why would you spend time in the stuff that doesn't make you feel good?
Yeah, 100%.
So when it lights you up, and you've got to train yourself.
Yeah, but easier said than done.
When it lights you up, doesn't it feel good? It's like woo, like a beam of light coming out of you. You're excited. That's the path.
Mm.
That's the path of creation. Try and stay on it.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as you're worried or anxious or uncertain or depressed or whatever, and please don't write in and say I said depressed and I'm not a psychologist, I don't know what I'm talking about. People do it all the time. I don't mean I'm fixing depression. You can feel depressed.
Yes.
But a lot of it is your thought around that is in constant flow. My dad was chronically thought addicted to the feeling of alcohol and it killed him.
Mm.
Myself, I'm determined to create an awesome life even through the difficult times, because I don't want to be mentally pulled into the not so good times or feed my mind with stuff that doesn't feel good or isn't on the path where I want to go. If you can start tuning into this, Earl Nightingale, 40 something years ago, said the strangest thing, you become what you think about most. That's true.
Mm.
So doesn't it make sense to think about it most? Then what's the outcome, broccoli? You'll get what you think about. Yeah. Really simple. Think and Grow Rich, one of the highest selling books in the entire world. The book basically says, think your way to success. Think your way to success. People say positive thinking doesn't work. Positive thinking is rubbish. It's not. It's the start.
Isn't that in the book where it says, oh, the answer's somewhere in this book, but it's like not somewhere in particular? Like you'll just, once you find the answer, you'll know you get the answer?
Yeah. Totally, it'll click in like that.
Literally.
And everyone who's out there, who's listening to this right now, who has average results, think about what you're thinking about. Are you concerned that you're not going to get the opportunity, or you're not happy where you are, or you don't like this? You actually need to start changing the way that you think. Think about what excites you most. You've got to know that thing, and I'm not going to go on about whys and this and whatever, like purpose and all this sort of stuff. Think about what you want and feel how it makes you feel. Once you connect the two together, you'll actually never want to spend time in anything apart from that. And if you find yourself in it, you'll want to move yourself back to it. Here's the last thing I'm going to talk about with this. When you do that, you can feel a stream literally coming out of you, literally. And the more you think about it, the faster the stream of excitement goes. And you can feel it building over time. And it becomes so strong and so exciting and so magnetic that it pulls you to the thing you're thinking about. It pulls you to it and you to it. It's like calling it and you're pulling it. And eventually you will come in contact with it. If you move in that direction, you're gonna have to add action along there too. But you can feel it actually coming and building and happening and drawing and magnetizing and coming into your world. You don't know how long it's going to take. All you know that you're going to actually arrive there. And that is the secret to success.
Okay.
That is all that you need to first understand and master. And once you do that, you'll never want to spend time on anything else.
Goosebumps.